From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting many die in Lebanon bombing. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for two suicide bombings in a Beirut suburb Thursday. They killed at least 37 people and wounded about 200. Kurdish fighters backed by U.S. airstrikes recaptured some areas around the northern Iraqi town of Sinjar from the Islamic State group. Kurdish officials said their forces were in control of villages on either side of the town and had taken control of a key road on a major supply route between Mosul and the IS capital of Raqqa, Syria. Here is U.S. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook.
This is another example of the pressure being applied to ISIL across multiple fronts. The Peshmerga forces, with the support of the Coalition Air Campaign and coalition advisors, are attempting to sever ISIL's primary line of communication between Raqqa and Mosul.
Peter Cook, at a summit in Malta, the European Union agreed on a nearly $2 billion aid package aimed at tackling the root cause of migration. Henry Ridgewell reports.
European leaders were joined by 13 African heads of state. The European Union agreed on a $1.9 billion fund aimed at addressing what it called the root causes of migration. The money is aimed at creating jobs, improving healthcare, and conflict prevention. The plan received a mixed response from many African leaders. European leaders presented a 17-page action plan to tackle the crisis. In addition to the fund, Europe will attempt to sign individual migration agreements with African countries in return for development aid. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Israel is asking the United States to boost the amount of money it gets every year for military aid. It's requesting as much as $5 billion. This is VOA News. The United Nations, the African Union, and the European Union are calling for talks between Burundi's government and the country's opposition to resolve the nation's deepening political crisis. In a joint statement Thursday, top officials of all three bodies said it is urgent that the sides meet under the mediation of Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni. The UN Security Council is expected to unanimously adopt a resolution calling for an end to violence in Burundi, and the Peace and Security Council of the African Union plans to meet Friday to view the latest reports on the situation in Burundi. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S.-led coalition will be doing more in the coming weeks to degrade the Islamic State's ability to produce and sell oil and gas, which helps fund the terrorist group's military operations. He commented at a Washington forum on Thursday, ahead of a three-nation tour that includes talks in Vienna on Syria's political future.
If neither the dictator nor the terrorists are the answer, and they are not, our challenge is to create conditions under which a clear and broadly acceptable alternative can emerge.
On Saturday, officials from 17 countries, plus the UN and the European Union, will meet in Vienna for their second round of talks on Syria. U.S. President Barack Obama has congratulated Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi for the success of her National League for Democracy party in the country's elections. A White House statement said Mr. Obama called the Nobel Peace Laureate to commend her for what he called her tireless efforts and sacrifice to promote a more inclusive, peaceful, and democratic Myanmar. Mr. Obama has given the Medal of Honor to an Army captain who tackled a suicide bomber as he was about to detonate himself in Afghanistan in 2012. Captain Florent Groberg's action saved his own life and that of many of his comrades.
And all those years of training on the track, in the classroom, out in the field, all of it came together in those few seconds. He had the instincts and the courage to do what was needed.
Mr. Obama hung the medal around Captain Groberg Thursday at a White House ceremony. Chinese officials say U.S. House of Representatives Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi has led a U.S. congressional delegation to Tibet. Few details are known about Pelosi's trip, which was not announced beforehand. Pelosi is an outspoken critic of China's alleged human rights abuses. China's foreign ministry on Thursday described the visit as part of a normal exchange between the two countries. The Democratic Party leader has in the past riled Beijing by speaking out for Tibetan rights and by meeting the Dalai Lama, the exiled spiritual leader that Beijing views as separatist. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.